few years ago, Rosh Hashanah spoke about Chazal. Chazal used a lashon, the word ba'atah with an ayin. Ba'atah yisom marshal mechachoshamei moch. The word ba'atah, ain ba'atah ala tshuva. Chazal said the word ba'atah means tshuva. And we spoke about why the nekud of atah of now is in the nekud of tshuva. Person doesn't live in the future. And Rosh Hashanah does not down a person according to what's going to be in the future. The more Rosh Hashanah says the person, Rosh Hashanah downs a person the way he is now. The more brings the story with their Rashi brings in Chumash the story with by Yishmael that he was he davened. So it says that the one who's in the future, his descendants are going to kill Klal Yisrael, you should make an ace and bring him in the air. He says, what is he now? Right now, is he tzaddik or rasha? He's a tzaddik. He's judged as a tzaddik. The Al Hishur brings the aura that there's a Ben Achlam brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that a person is not judged on the past either, and brings a makar for that. A person isn't judged in the past because he doesn't live in the past. He doesn't live in the future. A person lives in the Haiva. The Or we said then was, a person gives life in units. A person gives a human being a unit of life. A unit is a year. The Zman of Rosh Hashanah, the person gives a unit of life at the year. So that the last reg of Chav Tes Elul of Tavshin Samach Tes, that Kufa of Chaim ends. He doesn't have Chaim anymore. That Chaim which he was given from last year ends. He's given a new set of Chaim which starts in Tavshin Ayin. When he's been given the new unit, the Rishon has to decide, should he be given a new unit? How much of the unit should be given? What's that unit going to look like? And that's the din of Rosh Hashanah. The decision of what he'll get is how the person thinks he's going to use that unit of time. The judgment will be based on previous experience with this person. What he's done will say probably he's going to do this. But the Iker din is how much of this unit should he get? That's the din. The logic is probably based on previous experience. This is what he's going to do. Person can come and make an argument that I'll do differently, and that's the world of tshuva. So a person is not doing tshuva, he's not recreating the ovar. I don't have to rewrite my past. Rabbi Yonah in his Sefer Seder Tshuva talks about how a person, he says, I'm going to give you the secret of tshuva, I'm going to tell you how to do tshuva. Says a person should wake up and he should imagine that he has a clean slate. He has no chayvus, no schusim. He has no merits, he has no demerits. He has zero on both accounts. He should make that day the best day that he can make. That's the soil of tshuva. That's the secret of tshuva. He says, because the Klal Yisrael claimed in Pesukim Yechezkel, it says that we have these averes ubam anon himakim, where we are withering out in these, we are being destroyed under the weight of this the averes that we have. He says, when you do this, you forget about the past. So you're throwing off this kovid of the avodas, this weight, this terrible weight which is weighing him down of all the averes. You're throwing that behind you. I don't need to fix that. Mentioned before, there's a steerer to it. Rabbi Yonah talks about what the whole world of charat is. A person sits and he thinks about what he's done wrong and how he can fix it and how terrible it was and how he can do such a thing. And he focuses on the past. So Rabbi Yonah says that there's two types of people. Rabbi Yonah sees in tshuva, the two main elements of tshuva are aziva sechet and charat, stopping through the veira and charat. Which one comes first? He says a person who is basically doing everything he's supposed to be doing, and one time he steps off the path, for him charata is the first step. He's on the path, he's doing the right thing, he makes a mistake, so he has to, what do I do? How do I do that? That's terrible. And that's all he needs. But a person who is misyatzal derech loy toiv tomid, he's in a bad, he's not doing the right thing. For him, the first step is a zibur sechet. Stop there. Later on, he can come to charat. So the Rebbe Yonah in Seder Tshuva says, he's giving you the side of what a zibur sechet is. We look at, we're defined by the past. We define ourselves. He said, this is us. So how can we be zibur sechet? That's us. The answer is, that was yesterday. Today is a fresh slate. As much as that is true the whole year, it's that much more true Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah is Taka, a new Zman. Rosh Hashanah is a new Nesina of Zman. The Eli Reingold of Tosh and Samach Tes ends. It's a new Eli Reingold. And that new Eli Reingold could do what he's supposed to do. Doesn't have to, he's not bound by the past. There's a mandam in the Gemara that a person is nidin b'chol yom. Say, in other words, each day there's a new nesina of zman. Each day there's a new unit of time which is given to the person. The person gave him a day. This yesterday was yesterday. Today is today. So Rebbe Yonah says that nesina of zman that you've been given, the person of yesterday is not here right now. You're the person of now. What are you going to do with what you have now? That is the din. Each day the person has that din. What am I going to do today? I saw that the Revolver has a series of shmuz in his memoriam on the Sefer Memoria Meirotzen. Different shmuz he said about Elul Yom Neroyim. So he has a series of shmuz and he talks about the Yom Zman. I saw a few nakudas over there which I want to share with you, and I want to take one of the Marmar Kermes that he sends you to. He takes a small point out of it. I want to talk about that. He brings a Tanchuma in Parshas Kiseitse. Part of the Tanchuma is very famous, but there's another nakuda in the Tanchuma. Tanchuma points out that every person has in himself Ramach Evorim and Shasa Gidim. So he has Ramach Evorim, and that's the mitzvahs asay are connected. The Ramach mitzvahs asay are connected. The Ramach Evorim in the person. He says each Aver in the person calls out. He says, "B'chol Yoyim u'v'Yoyim Tzoyikim Alo Odom." The Evorim call out to the person. Do the mitzvah that you're supposed to do with this aver, that you'll be zeicher to live and you'll be marach yomim. The Shasam says, "Lo yisasei." The Tanchuma says, "Are connected." The minyan moshachama. B'chol yoyim b'yoyim shachama zirachas. Every day that the sun comes up, ashi shakas until it sets. Shivachas v'meres lodom. The day he says to the person, "Gezrani olecha, I'm gezer on you. B'mishagia yomecha lo yomazeh, by the one who brought you to this day, by Kadosh Baruch who brought you to this day. Al taver bi es aveira says, don't today, on me, on this day, you shouldn't do this aveira. V'atachriya oshtcha b'es kol oylem l'chavchev. And don't be machriya the world to l'chavchev. So the day is tzayek at the person, the day screams at the person. He says, I'm in gezer by you, by the one who created you and brought you to this day. Don't do an aver. A person has Ramach Evorim, and the person, that's the mouth of the person, that's the etzim of the person, that's the being of the person, is the Ramach Evorim. And the Ramach Evorim, each aver of the person says, use me properly. I was put here in a first hachlis. Use me well. Do the right thing with me. And each day, the person was given a day. But it's more than the person was given a day. We live in Zman. the same way the ramach evorim of the person are the mouths of the person, the zman of the person is the mouths of the person. That is us. We live in zman. We can't separate ourselves from the world of zman. And the same way the mahus of the person, the evorim of the person scream out, use me properly. The life of the person, the chiyus of the person, the day of the person, the zman of chayim that we live in calls out, what are you doing? Use me today, use me properly. Achaim HaKadosh. Parshas Vayechi. Vayikrivu Yimei Yisrael Lamus. He says, what is the lashon of Vayikrivu Yimei Yisrael Lamus? Is it shayach a concept of kreva by Yomim? Can be Yomim shayach lomer lashon kreva? How do days come close? How does it's a day. How does it come close? Where does it come close to? See, quotes from the Arizal, shot in the pasuk. Vamam yadata, this is Lashon of the Arizal. Mi'ischalkos and neshamas lekama nitzotzes. Each neshama was divided up into many parts. V'chol gilgul v'gilgul boim k'sas mehem. Each one of these nitzotzes comes to the person in each gilgul. You're given the amount of days according to the amount of nitzotzes that you get. That's the amount of days that you're given in your life. Each day a person has another, it's a separate mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah of, it was given a source of chiyus, of kedusha from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, independent of the day before, independent of the day afterwards. If you do that day, use that day well and properly. Niskan nitzutz echad shel tzelem. That mitzvah is called tzelem. Is niskan? Is fixed? Is brought to its purpose? K'negad ayomahu. Vayom shein oisav by mitzvah. Nisher pogum nitzusahu. That nitzutz has its pogum. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, there's a mitzias of yoim. Each yoim has its own mitzias. We're given X amount of those mitzias to live in. We live in X amount of mitzias to live in. That is our chiyus. He says an idea which the Gevaldik Tikva. He says, when this understand the idea of why did Rosh Hashanah create sleep? What do you need sleep for? He says, sleep is hechatim, so that for a day that you did well, and you're masakin that nitzitz, so that day of chiyus was a good day. It goes back to its shorish and shemayim, and you're zoich in that day. If you wouldn't have sleep, the neshama wouldn't go back up, and the nitzitz not would go back up to its makan. And tomorrow, when you do something wrong, you might be pogam that nitzitz. But now that you have sleep, it's able to stay Kaddish and Torah and Shemayim that day. And whatever you do the next day, we'll be pogam the next day, but it won't affect that day before. So each day, we live in separate units of days. If I use this day properly, this day stands and waits for me, l'olam v'ohed. Whatever I'm pogam the next day is the next day. I don't live in the future. I don't solve the problem of living a year's worth at a time. I have to live a day's worth at a time. The regoyim tivchanenu. Even I have to live as I live a rega's worth at a time. I have to use today properly. The Ben Yonah says, don't worry about yesterday. Yesterday was yesterday. You are starting ziva sachet. You're starting today brand new. The same way the Ben Yonah says that I don't worry about tomorrow either. I need to use today properly. Sarah from the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim says that when a person learns a blot, sits down to learn a blot of Gemara, he has to remember three things. He has to think three things. He has to think that there's only one blot of Gemara in Shas. I don't have to, I'm not learning Shas right now. I'm learning this blot of Gemara. That's all there is. There's only one blot of. I don't. It's a big thing called Shas. I'm never going to learn it. Yeah, I'm going to learn. There's one blot of Gemara. All there is one blot of Gemara. This that you're learning right now. That's all there is which exists. The second thing you have to think about, he says, that you're the only person in the world who's learning Torah. There's somebody else. Right now, all as far as you're concerned, you're the only person learning Torah. And the third thing he has to think about is the only day you have to live today is today. If a person would think like that, it would be quite an intense experience of learning. It's all there is to learn. There's nobody else in the world learning but me. And it takes my last day. So I'm not going to waste my time. If you understand each day is a separate unit, that's a gewaldige tikva. I can use today properly. I don't have to worry about tomorrow. I just don't have to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow, I have to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow, I don't have to worry about tomorrow today because whatever I do today will remain Kodesh B'Torah. It's not affected by tomorrow. So I want to use today as best as I can. The flip side, obviously, is, you know, tomorrow's not going to help you for today. Don't say, tomorrow I'll do things better. You have to worry about today, today. But that also means that this Metzius of Chayim, which exists today, which will be my Chayim, which I'll take with me into the world of Netzach, it's now. I got to do it now. I have to use this day as best as I can. So it's the Gevaldik HaTikva. I don't have to worry about being this perfect person. Lo'elam Voed. I have to do it right now. That means I can't wait. And all of those days are coming, and they're coming to be measured. He says, now we understand the Bershom. He makes out does out the math. He says, once upon a time it lived to be 930 years, 800 years. So we live a shorter time. He says, he gives a mashal. Melech gave to an woman jewels to work with. And we're going to make this beautiful crown. You're going to put jewels in the crown. And he gave him thousands and thousands of jewels to put in. They didn't do the job. She says, you know what? They gave him too many to handle. I'll give him a smaller amount. He says, that's what those generations did. They didn't use those jewels properly, the jewels of a day. So he gave us less. We have a limited amount that we have to handle. We don't have to handle 900 years. Imagine telling a Gerber Bacher, says, I have to handle the 70 years. I have to handle 900 years. Of doing it right. 70 years sounds scary enough. It's each day it's put away in Shemayim. So I'm transferring part of my existence in this world into the existence in that world. Each day I send a package. A person has to travel to another country, and you can't schlep everything with you when you go. So you send packages ahead. You send one package, you send a second package, a third package, and you get there, they're all waiting for you. So all the Yemei Yisrael are there. He sent the packages ahead one day and another day and another day. He says, let's understand why a person, when he's Yazkin, his kayach is limited. Because he sent a lot of his kiyas, was taken out of this world and transferred into the better world, the world to come. It's already transferred already. He put a lot of deposits into the account over there. So the kiyas is not here anymore so much. The kiyas is there. They don't have the same strength. It doesn't have the same strength because it's partially it's been deposited over there. Chazal say by the Yam, Yilom Yisrael Ayam Hashem Melech Yilom Voed Lohois Umm Veloshin Shaletis Behem Loilam Elom Hashem Yim Loich Yilom Voed Losidovi. Hekla Yisrael understood Hashem Melech Yilom Voed in the present, they would have been zeichet to the future. Hekla Yisrael said Hashem Yim Loich Yilom Voed, it'll happen. They push it off to the future. They didn't bring it into the world of the present, the Fima Dragosan. They didn't bring it into the world of the present. It didn't make a roshim in their chiyus right now. It didn't impact them at this moment. It was, it'll be. On this error, yes, I need to change. I need to work on it. I'll do it tomorrow. They lost an opportunity of the Umma Velosh and Shaletis Behem. They lost the opportunity to understand that they would have brought the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias into the world. So then the Klai Yisrael, when the Metzias of Kadosh Baruch Hu is totally in the world, there's no Klai Yisrael is on the top of the world. But they didn't bring it into the world. And had they brought it into the world, they would have brought the Hoiva into the world, the Hoiva becomes the Netzach. The Hoiva which you live in, the reality that you live in now, if you do use it properly, becomes your Netzach. Becomes your eternity. Because that becomes your mahus. And that's the mahus which you're going to take with you, Lo'olam Voed. But they couldn't pull it into the Metzias 100%. They couldn't pull it into the Metzias 100%. Tomim ti im Hashem alekecho, sakrashi al tachar achar hasidus. Don't worry about the future. Al kol ma she maybe alecho kabel be'ava, tomim tia im Hashem alekecho. Then you'll be v'os tia im roi v'lechelka. If you don't make a cheshbon what's going to be in the future, you're not worried about what's going to be. Tachar achar asidus. But what's right now, you're mekabel be'ava, and you do it. You'll be the Imar of the Chelka. You'll be Mamash with the Kodesh Baruch. Al Toimer Masha Hoya, Shayomer Marishanam Hoya Tevim Me'ele, Kilom Mechach Moshe Alta said. It used to be better. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I was a Gabal de Gabacher. I learned up a storm and I finished Masechtas and I said, it's harder now. The past was really good. Kilom Mechach Moshe Alta said. If that's what you're going to focus on, it's not a chokhmah. The past isn't a chokhmah, and the future is to be machar achrasidus. If you're makabel now, be avo, to do it now, to do it now. You'll be the imal lechelke. Ve'ein v'ato l'tshuva. V'ato is the Pesach that I do not need to deal with this tremendous weight of the past and the tremendous fear of the future. And the Ein V'ato, therefore, if I do it now, I'm clean. I have tshuva. I'm there. I'm there. At the same time, it's a tremendous mechayiv. It's a tremendous mechayiv. What can you do with a hoivah? Revolver points out, and Ali Shuri points out, he says, when a bacher is sitting by Gemara, he finds it difficult to focus on his Gemara. He says, his mind daydreams. Daydreams always are about either the past or about the future. Either he's thinking about what happened before, or he's thinking about, you know, what will, could, would, could, should, he would like to happen. Nothing but the Haifa. Everything but the Haifa. The Gemara grapples with the reality of your existence which exists in front of you. And we don't live in the Haifa. We don't like to live in the Haifa. we're saying, you know, it's a nice theory, and it's a mahalach, and it's you know, but to do it lemaisa, to live tak in the present, not to live on your laurels, you know, sit and rest on your laurels of what you've done before. You know, I really learned good yesterday. That's gewaldic. Say maisa once from the Rebitzikol. I think it was from Witzikol, from Antwerp, that he was Muslim in Mechanach, a Talmud in the world of Stoka. Right? It says, one of his chassidim, you know, left the Karlo, went out to work. So he came into the Rebbe, you know, he started working, etc. He says, okay, good. So your first paycheck, he says, you got his first paycheck. He says, fine, I want the whole paycheck for stuff. Take the whole first paycheck, it takes it to give it to stuff. A few days later, he calls him in, he asks him for some stock. He says, Rabbi, I just gave my whole paycheck for stock. He said, you're still thinking about that? He says, you're still thinking about that? That was yesterday. What does it do with today? I gave my God's paycheck for stock yesterday. What does it do with today? But I gave my whole paycheck for stock yesterday. We're focusing on the yesterday. Or I have a lot of plans. What I'm gonna sit down. I'm gonna learn and be gavaldic. Don't make any plans. Just sit and learn. Just sit and daven. Person sits by davening. Davening is the reality. Work out this issue with deal with it. I will, and I have a plan, and I have a mahalach, and I have And it's good to have plans in Mahalchim. But if the plans in the Mahalchim are Hechatimsis, not to deal with it now, you're not living in the Hoiva. You're not living. That the Chayim, you're Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Bo'ed. Not Hashem Melech Le'olam Bo'ed. I can tell you, I saw the Rechaim HaKadosh. He says that in the Kuda, that a person gets to take that day with its purity and its tahara and its kedusha, put it away as a package, and won't be touched. What you do tomorrow will not impact what you did today. It will not be megareya, the kedusha and the tahara of that day. It's put away for you to wait for you la'olam vo'ed. It's such a shari tikva. I don't have to solve the world's problem. I don't have to solve my whole lifetime. I have to deal with one day at a time. I have to deal with one minute at a time. It's such a shar tikva for a person. But at the same time, it's such an overwhelming responsibility. The person comes, he says a vidui. When I say slichus, I'm going to say a vidui. The vidui you're going to say is, what did I do with my time? Did I use it right? The Russian gave me a unit of time, of a day, of a year. I should make a cheshbon of every single day. I can't. But the overall idea, what am I doing with my time? Time is life. I live in Zman. The Russian gave me a ton of, what am I doing with my time? Bittul Zman is Bittul Chayim. Bittul Zman is you know, there's a saying, we're killing time. You know, what are you doing? You're killing some time. It's a true statement. You're killing something. You're killing yourself. It's your Chayim. The person says a video, he says, what do I do? What do I do with my time? This avera, that avera, yes, that's true. But what am I doing with my life? And I don't have to live all my life at one time. You have an idea where you would like to go. But I don't have to live, I just live one, I just today. Just now. A person does it. A person can focus on that. A person can be misak in that and give himself ability to focus on that. So then, the Pesukim talk about, I see yom yom yidroshun, each day you seek me. is one day after another, a person is dervish after Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the person is zaycha, if he taka lives in the haiva, he's zaycha that in, the Umma Balashan is not shalat his bayil la'ayla. He's zaycha taka to the world of Netzach and to the world of Nitzchis, Chiyas la'ayla.